Thank you, Jesus. I'm supposed to be healed today. Amen. Faith works by love. Yes. Now, Luke chapter 13. This one is really special to me. 13:10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. 18 years she'd been in this condition. So she's obviously older than Jesus. 18 years she had been in that condition. He stepped into his ministry at age 30. So by this time, he could be 31. Now, bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And I like to put it like this. And then he laid his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And he said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed, but not on the Sabbath. The Lord said, You hypocrite. Does not one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead him away to water? And ought not this woman be a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound low these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? This daughter of Abraham? And if you are in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise? You ought to be loosed from that infirmity, bless God. You ought to be free. You ought to be free. You ought to be debt free. You ought to be pain free. Glory to God. You ought to be sick free.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Turn to the book of Exodus. 23. Verse 20. Are you there? Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him. Obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do that what I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and an adversary unto your adversaries. For my angels shall go before you and bring you into the Amorites and all the Ites. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods nor serve them, but you shall utterly overthrow them and break down their images. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and your angels shall bless your bread and water. And I will take sickness from the midst of you, and nothing shall cast, or no, you'll not have any miscarriages in the land. And the number of your days I will fulfill. Yes, now, Tom and Gail Slayton, I'll use you. As you go out our driveway, headed toward the highway, and there's a pond right there on the left. I'd been meditating on that. Tom, I stopped right there where that little pond is and got out of my car. And I shouted as loud as I could, "You have taken sickness from the midst of me, and I'll never be sick again. Here, I will never be sick again hereafter forever. And my days are my length of my days. You will fulfill." Amen. And it worked. I haven't been sick. Now my appendix ruptured, but that didn't last long. And some stuff like that. But no sickness. Just no sickness. Keep my diet right and straight and exercise. But I expect my angel to bless my bread and water. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just not sick. The length of my days he'll fulfill. Thank you, Jesus. Healings in the New Testament, the New Covenant. Barnabas, Paul, Acts 14. All of these. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Need to pack up here. Thank you, Jesus. Jimmy Hester. My mother's prayer group. And Jimmy was telling me about this. And of course he didn't know my mother at the time. So someone took him to her prayer group. And in the living room there on Yolanda Drive. So she said, she asked him who he was, Jimmy Hester, yeah. What'd you come for? Well, my grandfather died with a bad heart. My father died with a bad heart, and I have a bad heart now. She said, tell me the truth about that. Well, lady, my grandfather died with a bad heart. My dad died with a bad heart, and I have a bad heart now. She said, tell me the truth about it. He said, lady, that is the truth about that. No, she said, it isn't. Hallelujah. And he said, she boxed my ears. And she said, Isaiah 53 is the truth about that. He said, I'm convinced she could see death on me. And Jerry Savelle and I helped do his homegoing service in his mid-80s. And Hester men didn't live past their 50s, but that one did. Praise God, that's the truth about it. And Jesus said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Didn't say it'll set you free, it said he'll make you free. Stand on your feet. Now, Brother Hagin used to say, plug into faith. Amen.
Amen.
You disconnect these lights, it go dark. But there's enough power, but you have to plug them in. It'd be dark in here until somebody flipped the switch. Amen.
Amen.
Plug in with faith. Make an effort. The Lord told Brother Hagin when he was healed of heart totally paralyzed, if you believe this gospel that I have preached, that he should get up that time of day. He weighed 89 pounds. He had been on a bed of sickness. And he said, you believe you will? He said, yes, I do. He said, well, healed men ought to get up this time of day. He'd had his mother, he was paralyzed the day before. And he walked out of there healed. So, are you ready? I said, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. I want to demonstrate something to you. Say it firmly. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Now this time, I mean you shout it with everything in you. Right now. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Do you see what happened? Say this. The gospel that I have heard is the power of God. Unto my salvation.
I confess Jesus Christ
is Lord over my life.
My spirit.
My soul.
And my body.
I receive the power of God to make me sound.
To make me whole.
Praise God. To make me delivered,
saved,
healed now.
I act on the word of God.
I receive the power of God.
Sickness, disease, and pain.
I resist you in the name of Jesus.
Sickness, weakness, and pain.
You are not the will of God for me.
I enforce the word of God on you.
I will not tolerate you in my life.
Now, those there online, you do the same thing.
I mean, wherever you are, you jump up, you shout when we shout.
Praise God.
I will never allow you back.
My days
of sickness, disease
are over.
I am saved.
I am the healed.
The power of sickness
has forever been broken over my life.
Jesus bore my sickness.
He bore my weakness.
He bore my pain. I am forever free. Sickness shall no longer lord it over me. Sin shall no longer lord it over me. Fear shall no longer lord it over me. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I proclaim my freedom in Jesus' name. Today, the gospel is the power of God to me unto salvation. I receive this gospel.
I act on the gospel.
I am made whole in Jesus' name. Act, praise, move, see, do something. Deliver. Do what you couldn't do before. I mean, do what you couldn't do before. You couldn't bend over, bend over. Whoa. God, I'm 88 years old. What's your excuse? Oh, glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am free. I am healed. Glory to God. Bad pain in the throat is just being healed. Lungs are being healed. Glory to God. Someone here or someone online just never did really heal up after COVID-19. Well, you're healed now. I see your lungs beautiful and pink and healthy. Asthma, chronic asthma is being healed. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I know what that's like. I had it when I was young. And my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, something good has happened to you today. God is a good God. I said, God is a good God. God is a good God. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, stomach ulcers are being healed. Glory to God. Praise God. Arthritis in the knees is being healed right now. Praise God. I said arthritis in the knees is being healed right now. Being healed right this moment. I said being healed right this moment. So rejoice. Rejoice. Praise God. Sore, achy elbow joints are being healed right now. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, I forget not all of his benefits. He's redeemed my life from destruction. He's forgiven me all of my iniquities and healed all my diseases. He filled my mouth with his word so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. Say this, I wait upon the Lord.
I wait upon the Lord.
And I rise up.
Like on wings of an eagle.
I run.
I run.
And I'm not weary.
I
walk and I'm not faint. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is my God.
He is my God.
He's the God that's more than enough. Resurrection power is flowing through my bones.
Resurrection power is flowing through my bones.
My neck bones.
My neck bones.
my shoulder bones,
my back,
all that could even possibly be wrong with my physical body,
He dwells in me.
And the scripture says,
if the Spirit
that raised Jesus from the dead
dwells in you,
He'll make alive your mortal body.
I live by faith.
I walk by faith.
Not by sight.
I am a new creature.
To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
And he who knew no sin
was made to be sin
for us,
that we might be made
the righteousness of God
in him.
I walk by faith
and not by sight.
And I walk in the fruit of the Spirit
to be lovely and patient and kind.
These three.
Faith.
Hope.
Love.
The greatest of these is love.
Love does no ill to its neighbor.
Thereby fulfilling the law and the prophets.
And I am healed
from the crown of my head
to the soles of my feet.
Glory be to God.
Brother Copeland, this is Jafria. She's from Walnut Creek, and she had plantar fasciitis for 5 years.
It was in my right foot mostly, and it's gone now. And I'm praising God. Thank you, Jesus.
So you can stomp on it. There's no pain.
I can stomp. I can walk. I'm ready to go. Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
She's been having pain in her Achilles heel, in the tendon. And when you called out freedom from pain in your joints, she can do this on her foot now where she couldn't do that before.
The people are just chatting in here. They're being touched right through these screens right now. And also they're coming through here that says, Mary Lou, knee pain gone, !! Hallelujah.
Oh, rejoice with them.
Come on.
It's been 12 years since I've had this pain in my knee. And when I came today, and this is a healing service, I said, Lord, is today the day? And he said, yes.
Oh, Thea. Oh.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You Are Healed, a mini book also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and he will heal everyone who comes to him in faith. Because of your position in God as his child and his joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you. Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know, beyond all doubt, that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God is love and love never fails. It's an unconditional love that has no fear in it. John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. God loves you, and you can know and believe the love he has for you. Today is your day to say yes to Jesus. He is the Son of God's love. Ask him to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life. Pray this prayer after me. Lord, I receive this word preached today. I receive it in my heart. I believe that you were raised from the dead. And I declare you as my Lord. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. I am born again. Amen. The love of God now dwells in you. Starting today, you're a child of God with an inheritance from heaven. Jesus has paid the full price for you to have every promise in the Bible. So to help you learn more and to get to know the God who loves you, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have some free resources to give you. And it's called the Salvation Package, which includes a book called He Did It All for You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, as well as two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. So read through the book and learn who you are in Christ and who he is in you. Believe the love God has for you and trust him for your good future. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/salvation.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.